Hi, and welcome back to the Attract podcast with your host, Anna Rombold. If you're a regular listener of this podcast, you'll know that with most of my episodes, we dive into the details of your marketing. There's a lot of depth. Yet, in order for your marketing to actually connect with your best clients, you need to be taking consistent action to move the needle in your business. And logically, you'll only be able to measure success if you've defined what success looks like for you. And in the same way, I talk about reverse engineering the result you help your clients to create in order to communicate what you deliver with conviction, we've also got to reverse engineer the way we want our businesses to look by setting these specific intentions and commitments. So in order to define and measure the results you create in your business, reflecting and intention setting is key. And the start of a new quarter is a great time to do that, because if you didn't create the results you desired in quarter one, taking the same action again in quarter two is highly unlikely to get you a different result, right? But when you start setting intentions, it's important to actually distill these down into daily and weekly habits. Otherwise, those intentions will remain just that, intentions looking pretty in a notebook. I used to be terrible at setting goals and intentions, and although I was creating pretty good results for myself, they were inconsistent. I never really felt like I had total control of the reins, and I didn't know what I needed to improve. So the first thing I do to set intentions for quarter two is to reflect on whether you actually reached your intentions in quarter one. These intentions are likely going to be categorized into different areas for you. So for me, I categorize my intentions into finance, personal development, relationships, your business vision, mindset, and health. And I look at them collectively because I know that all of them have an impact on each other. Like, I know that I create the best results in my business when I prioritize my health and when I spend time every day doing subconscious work. These will obviously be quite personal to you, but if we take a look at the process of defining business goals, I'll show you exactly how I would turn these goals into habits. So I'm going to use my own business and my own offers as an example. Once I've actually reflected on whether I hit my business goals or not, I'm going to take a look at whether the goal was too stretchy or if I didn't do the daily work to create the goal, because it's always going to be one of the two. Let's say I set the intention of signing 3 new clients into my highest ticket program, Attract, and I wanted to maintain my existing client retention rate of 80%. Let's say at the start of quarter two, looking back at quarter one, I signed 3 new clients, but my retention rate dropped from 80% to 50%. This is going to become an area of focus for me in quarter two. And I use the OKR, Objectives and Key Results framework. There's a really great book by John Doerr. I use this framework to create the specific goals that are going to help me to bring that retention rate back up to 80%. So the theory is that you have an overarching objective and then you have your key results that are going to create that objective. And even these key results can be broken down into those daily and weekly actions. So my objective is to get my retention rate to 80%. And the key results that I might define for that will be refining my delivery. So really reviewing what it is that I'm delivering and whether there are any gaps that are standing in the way of my clients reaching their goals. I'll also review the incentives that I offer my clients for staying. So I'll take a look at these. I'll look into my research and I will take action to see how I can change the incentives that I'm currently offering my clients. And finally, I might add in monthly reviews with my clients to get feedback from them to see where I can actually improve. And from here, I'll create those weekly actions. And if you listen to my annual goal setting podcast episode at the start of 2024, you might have heard me talking about how I have 2 hours set aside every Friday for work on the business that does not involve content. If I wanted to increase my retention rate, this session is where I'd work on refining my delivery, reviewing my incentives, all of the things that relate to my retention rate. So you see how I've distilled it right the way down from objective to key results and actually those daily and weekly actions. I'll also take a look at my daily and weekly commitments overall. So I just want to share some of mine, actually. I think it's great to share these kind of things. It helps us to create accountability. It might also give you some ideas of what you might commit to in quarter two. So my first is scrolling 15 minutes per day only. And this is a commitment that's had a huge, huge impact for me because I used to be such a chronic scroller. I would scroll without realizing I was scrolling. And at the end of each day, I thought I had been working for hours on, let's say, content. Actually, I wasn't. I did 1 hour work on content and the rest of the time I was just mindlessly scrolling, or perhaps I was looking for inspiration. So what I do instead is have a very clear, dedicated 15 minutes of intentional scrolling per day. And I call it intentional scrolling because, again, I want to do it with a goal in mind, not just to mindlessly scroll and suddenly you don't even know where the time has gone. I wanted to actually be scrolling for particular reasons. So it might be even looking back over my own content. I only started doing this at the start of this year, very intentionally, looking at my own content once a week, going back through the archive of my stories, looking through my posts and actually taking inspiration from my own content. That's something that I've only really intentionally started doing this year. The next thing is to create content by actually journaling on why my clients succeed with me and what problem my offer solves. So I actually start my day by journaling on these things. And this helps me to create content from a point of truth, from an extension of what it is that I deliver and how I help my clients to create the transformation that they desire. The next thing I do is work on my business once a week that doesn't involve content. So I mentioned that earlier. So this is a weekly commitment that I uphold. There have been times where I've let the ball drop with that one, but I know that when I do that work, I am actually moving the needle in one area of my business. So I mentioned in my podcast episode at the start of 2024 that I separate this work into some key areas. So they will include visibility and how my strategy for visibility is going, what more I can do to get more visible. I will look at my ideal client. Has this person shifted? Do I have any more information about them? Do I need to conduct more market research? The other one is my messaging. Has my messaging shifted? Does it need to shift? So I'll look at some of these really key areas that don't just end up with me sitting there creating more content. So it's actually really reflecting on what I'm doing and what I could shift to get me closer to my version of success. Daily gratitudes. This is something that, again, has had a really big impact on me. My mindset is really helping me to create results. So when I arrive with this mindset, again, not just in productivity or, you know, to avoid procrastination, I tune into why my clients hire me. You know, I need to do these daily gratitudes to remind myself why my ideal clients hire me so that I can communicate this with conviction. And that daily mindset work absolutely helps you to communicate that with conviction. I read every day for around 10 minutes. Again, I've dropped the ball with this one in the past, but it does really help me to, with my personal development, to spark ideas. Energetics work daily as well. I've been working quite a lot on this to close those gaps energetically that are standing in between me and my goals. So these look like different kind of practices, but it is something that I will do daily. I will connect with my ideal client on a daily basis. Again, this is one that I've dropped in the past and it definitely shows in my results a couple of months after that. So actually connecting, learning about them, speaking with them, you know, just being a human with my ideal client, that's something that I do every single day. And time off my business from 7 p.m. onwards. I know, you know, if you're listening to this as well as a business owner, it's not always easy to switch off. But actually creating that space in your diary that tells you to switch off, that's really going to be the only thing that actually allows you to uphold that boundary by creating it in the first place. So that's been quite a game changer for me as well. I'll also do some visualizing. And one question I like to ask, especially at the start of a new quarter, is what do I want my bio to say about me next year? What do I know I need to do in order to make that happen? And who do I know I need to be? And the answer to these questions is in those daily and weekly actions that I've committed to. So all of it connects. All the dots are connected between everything. I love talking about connecting the dots, but it really is connecting all of these things so that you do take that daily intentional action to move the needle. And this doesn't have to be anything that's really exhausting or laborious. You know, it can start to feel like, oh, my whole day has been totally planned out. And actually, I still make this work for me. I am that type of person who sometimes I just need to get away from my environment. I don't want to have like a normal day. I just want to go for a long walk. I still do that. I just fit my daily intentions around that. So I know that I'm still going to do that, but I also give myself space, give myself the freedom to actually do it in a way that works for me. And honestly, I think when you start to integrate these actions, these daily commitments into your schedule, for me, I quite like having that structure, but knowing that I can shape it if I want to. So that is how I have planned my quarter two. Hopefully that helps you, and I will see you again next time.